For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a sprawling metropolis located between the African cities of Kampala and Mombasa. Its name means the place of cool waters in the Maasai language, but it's really more of a congested urban area on the eastern edge of the Rift Valley. If you were to fly over this city, you'd probably spot Mount Kenya, the highest peak to the north. On a clear day, you might also catch a glimpse of Mount Kilimanjaro. This is exactly the view that Gabriel de Rito longs to see. For the past year, he's been building a plane from spare parts with the help of information he's gleaned from the internet. We'll hear more about aviation dreams in just a minute. First, name this East African capital, and do it fast. And time's up. Step into Gabriel de Rito's backyard, and you can see he's got lofty ambitions. The Kenyan engineer has been busy for the past year building a plane in his small yard in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, the answer to our GeoQuiz. It's a single-engine, single-wing aircraft, and de Rito's built it with his own money and ingenuity.
My name is Gabriel de Rito, and I'm based here in Nairobi. I've been working on this project for almost 1 year. If I may describe the aircraft a bit, it's just a small aircraft. It's a fixed wing, and it has a seat that can carry two. So that's a basic description of the aircraft.
And did you really learn how to do all of this simply by information you pulled down off the internet?
Yes and no, because first of all, my background is in physics. I do understand quite a bit of the mechanics of flight, but obviously there is a gap between what you learn in physics and a true aviation engineering. So I think the rest of the gap is what was filled by going through the NASA website and a lot of other websites that do have information on aerodynamics.
Do you know how to fly an airplane? I mean, it's quite an accomplishment to build one yourself. Do you know how to fly?
No, I do not have any practical experience on that.
Oh, okay. So what has been the general response to what you've been doing this past year from your family, your friends, your neighbors watching you? Are they impressed? Or are they surprised? Or a bit of both?
Okay. In terms of the family, I think they have known about this project for almost 1 whole year because it's something that we are working on every weekend. And so for them, it's not really a big, big surprise. Maybe for the neighbors so, but not for the people at home.
Gabriel, I understand that you've given this airplane a name. What is it?
It's true. We've given, it's a Swahili name. It's called Amani Imani. And Amani in Swahili means peace, and Amani means faith. And those are the two names that I gave it.
Well, is this a one-time thing for you, or do you hope to parlay this into a job in the aviation industry someday?
I wouldn't mind if eventually I do some career in aviation. I think that would be wonderful. But all the same, I still think that it will still have some benefit to me one way or another. Secondly is that actually another one is also in the works, only that I don't want to start it before this one. We've already known the challenges that we do have with this one. And so when we are doing the second one, when we get some money, we will try and use lighter material like aluminium frames instead of the steel frames. So it is not a one-off thing. We'll probably do one another.
So assuming the best here, that this plane does actually fly, where do you plan on taking it up for its maiden voyage?
Well, probably the first flight will be very, very short, very brief. I guess when it comes to the flying part, we'll decide maybe what to do at that moment.
You know, just imagine you could go anywhere in the world with this plane that you have built in your yard. Just not taking into consideration reality here, but I mean, if there's any place you could fly it, is there one place you would really like to go with it?
If it could go anywhere, I think U.S. and France. I think those are the two countries that over time have been like the centers of aviation, and maybe probably Russia. I guess any of them. Any of them will do.
Any of them will do. We've been speaking with aviation enthusiast Gabriel Ndaritu. He built an airplane in the yard of his home in Nairobi, Kenya. Gabriel, congratulations, and when it comes to it, safe flying.
Okay, thank you very much.